This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
Oftentimes, people ask me, when did you know you wanted to be a friar? Or when did you know you wanted to be a priest? And if the person asking me is married, I often say back to them, well, when did you know that you first wanted to marry your spouse? And oftentimes, I feel that the question is looking for an exact time, an exact moment, an exact story. And for some people, that is the case, as we heard today in the gospel, but not for me. God called me in my vocation over time, through various people and experiences. I think God calls everyone, each of you and myself, to our own vocation over time, through different experiences and different people. The exact date and time that God calls us, I don't think is as crucial as us actually following what God is asking us, wholeheartedly and passionately. When the Lord called Simon and Andrew and James and John, they abandoned their nets and followed him. They followed the Holy Spirit active in their life and followed Jesus. Are there any, quote, nets in our lives that are keeping you and me from following Jesus wholeheartedly? Do we have to abandon the nets of gossip or prejudice or greed that can entangle our life? Or abandon pride or anger or resentment? Or let go of vices or addictions? To be honest, these are all difficult nets to leave behind. But when we do, it opens us to a whole new world of living. A whole new world. While preparing this homily, I kept on hearing in my head the lyrics to the song, A Whole New World, from the Disney movie, Aladdin. In the song, a whole new world is being shown to Princess Jasmine by the poor Aladdin, while riding on the magic carpet, soaring and tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky of stars. Jasmine sees unbelievable sights and experiences indescribable feelings. The song continues to say, a whole new world, don't you dare close your eyes. A thousand things to see, hold your breath, it gets better. I'm like a shooting star, I've come so far, I can't go back to where I used to be. To Simon and Andrew, to James and John, as they encountered Jesus, they could not go back to being fishermen, to go back to where they used to be. Once you and I know our vocation, God has called us to be, it is difficult to go back to where things used to be. When we follow Jesus passionately and wholeheartedly, he is offering us a whole new world of living. May you and I not close our eyes. May we not hold our breath, because it gets better. Jesus offers us a world that stands up for the sacredness of life, from the moment of conception to natural death. A world of building bridges among people instead of building walls. A world where we forgive each other without holding on to resentment. A world that honors the dignity of sexuality, not seeing people as objects. A world that offers us the moment to recognize the importance of our spiritual life, not allowing material things to define who we are. What are the nets that you and I are willing to let go of, to abandon for this whole new world of living with and for Jesus. Jesus tells each of us, come after me. Let those nets go. Letting them go is worth it. Simon and Andrew let go. James and John let go. Mary and Joseph let go. Francis and Claire let go. Mother Mary Ann herself, on these very grounds, let go. So you and I can let go too. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view, a whole new world with new horizons to pursue, a whole new world, a thrilling chase, a wondrous place where you and I can encounter Jesus. What nets are you and I willing to abandon for this whole new world of living with and for Jesus?
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.